and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 4, King Charles has spoken about the need for kindness, compassion and hope in times of uncertainty during his Christmas message. The monarch's delivered his speech from Westminster Abbey, only the second time it's been recorded outside a royal residence. His Highness spoke about journeying into the future and learning from lessons of the past, such as in 1945.
The end of the Second World War is now remembered by fewer and fewer of us as the years pass. But the courage and sacrifice of our servicemen and women, and the way communities came together in the face of such great challenge, carry a timeless message for us all.
He also appeared to encourage us all to switch off from our gadgets for a while to allow our souls to renew. Royal historian Sir Anthony Seldon says there were many important themes.
Family, friendship, supporting each other, compassion, kindness. These things were very powerfully, I thought, put over. I can't recall him being so strong in a message.
In other news, two men are believed to be missing in the water near a beach in Devon. Searches are underway at Budley Salterton after a number of people were safely returned to shore. An investigation's taking place after a man was stabbed to death in Wolverhampton early this morning. Two suspects have been arrested. People on Sydney's Bondi Beach say an increased police presence there is welcome. There's a more sombre atmosphere this Christmas after a terrorist attack 11 days ago. Australia's Prime Minister has announced plans for a National Bravery Award for those who responded. Former Nottingham Forest legend and Scotland international John Robertson has died aged 72. He was instrumental in winning the European Cup with the Midlands Club in 1979 and 1980. And Jersey's seen a white Christmas, according to experts on the Channel Island. That makes it the third official white Christmas there since records began. That's the latest. I'm Imani Rana.
107.2
Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Higgs.
Red Kite Radio.
Afternoon, welcome along. Welcome to Christmas Day, finally here on Red Kite Radio. You join me at a good time because I'm literally about to pull a Christmas cracker off the tree. So just going to reach up to the top branch. There we go. Now, if you grab that end, I'll grab this end and let's pull it. There we go. Now, of course, inside you've got the silly hat, got a Santa beard. I don't know what I do with that. And what do you call a snowman's temper tantrum? Oh, could only be a meltdown.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all at Red Kite Radio.
Yeah, expect silly jokes like that on the way between now and six. Welcome to the show.
I was born on Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas from everybody here at Red Kite Radio. Ho, ho, ho!
And Etienne, I was born on Christmas Day before that. Hello, Christmas Day here on Red Kite Radio. Now, one story which I'm very surprised hasn't been on the news today, on the BBC headlines. There was an RAF aircraft last night involved in an incident over the Arctic Circle. It was an RAF Voyager aircraft was deployed from Bryce Norton. There was also two Typhoons as well scrambled to provide escort for an aircraft that was running short of fuel, and it was due in the UK airspace at exactly midnight. And it was due to be flying over all the houses across the UK. And so the Ministry was scrambled. Ministry of Defence was scrambled to help this aircraft in distress. Don't know what aircraft that could possibly have been at midnight last night, heading towards the UK. Anyway, today, Christmas Day, it is Alphabet Day or Noel Day. See what they've done there. This is where you leave out the letter L from anything you speak or write. It is also, of course, Christmas Day across the world, and it is National Pumpkin Pie Day, or National Pumpkin Pie Day, should I say, because we need to leave out the letter L, don't we, because it's Noel Day. Pumpkin pie. Do you know what? I think I would rather stick with a turkey, to be honest. Right, what we've got on the way? Christopher got the Miami Sound Machine and Divine Comedy, plus plenty of Christmas cracker jokes to keep you entertained. This is The Darkness.
Fading joy and surprise, and the gifts we despise are the mold one with you. On the 25th day of the 12th month of slavery, there's a long time ringing true. How we cling each other. Oh,
Kite Radio. Real local radio with more music variety.
There's 100 different reasons why he shouldn't stay. I won't make any excuses if you refuse to find a way. So if you wanna make him leave it, then before you do, there's something I should say. I can't see into the future or what it'll bring us, but I can't imagine tomorrow without him with us. From the moment I saw his face, the second I heard his voice, something fell into place, like I never had a choice. Didn't know we were incomplete, but it was so obvious. If he's looking for family, then he's already one of us. See the darkest rain cloud and paint a sunny day, but the sky that's over this house is always cold and grey. It could be my imagination, but it's like he brings the sunlight out the page. I've tried painting the future, but I never finish. How come I can't paint tomorrow? As the years getting colder, he's still one of us. We'll watch the kids getting older, he's still one of us. It won't always be easy, but he's one of us. Deep down I know you believe, just say you believe, I know you believe me. Didn't know we were incomplete, but it was so obvious. If he's looking for family, then he's already one of us. Already one of us. Already one of us. Already one of, already one of, already one of us. Already one of us. Already one of us. Already one, already one of us. Always be one of us.
Tom Fletcher with One of Us. Hey, on Christmas Day's Drive Time. What we got on the way, we have a congregation giving the camel the hump. We also have housekeeping Olympics, plus a two-timing Sicilian man is suing a restaurant. That is all on the way. Plenty of Christmas cracker jokes to get you entertained. Fascinating facts, that is coming up. Karaoke, Christmas karaoke, no less, coming up 10 minutes past five as well. And the King of Christmas is here after the break.
Red Kite Radio.
Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429 123. That's 429 123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
Excellent service, expert advice, and a wide selection. It's all here at Aylesbury Bullion, a traditional family-run jewellers on the High Street, Aylesbury. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Looking for the kitchen of your dreams? Visit Ridgeway Interiors. From sleek German kitchens to timeless shaker and in-frame designs, even fully handmade bespoke kitchens tailored to your style and budget.
They take care of everything from design to installation and even the building work. With impeccable customer service and glowing reviews, Ridgeway Interiors is the name you can trust across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire. Whether you want a modern masterpiece or a classic design, they've got it all.
Visit ridgewayinteriors.co.uk. Quality kitchens at a price you'll love. Fully managed from start to finish.
For Tame, Haddenham and Mawson.
Red Kite Radio.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once more.
This is Red Kite Radio at Christmas time. Ho, 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 ho!
Running out, no one else around but me. Steady losing light, steady losing my mind. Over shadows and gravity. Without you, there ain't no place for me to hide. Without you, there's no way I can
Dreams from Teddy Swims. And talking about bad dreams, we haven't done any Christmas cracker jokes yet, have we? So, first of all, how does a snowman lose weight? He waits for the weather to get warmer. Oh, yes. And what do you call a snowman? I love this. What do you call a snowman who vacations in the tropics? A puddle. I found that hilarious. What do you call a snowman who vacations in the tropics? A puddle. Well, I liked it. Now, there is such a thing, believe it or not, as the Housekeeping Olympics. It's a vibrant celebration of the dedicated people who meticulously care for guests. So surprisingly, this is all sort of hotels around America. So they hold this in Las Vegas. So it's in a 12,000-seater arena in Las Vegas. It was held last month. It's the 35th iteration of the games, and 10 teams compete in events including, get this, a motorized vacuum cleaner obstacle race. There is a bed making against the clock and a mopping relay. The games were dominated by teams from big resorts, and social media users describe the whole thing as a symbol of dystopian capitalism and a humiliation ritual. I don't think I would fancy taking part in the Housekeeping Olympics, I have to say. I got my first real six string. I'll keep to just not making beds. Boy, at the five and done. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should have known we'd never get far.
Yeah!
107.2. It's Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Hicks.
And stuff like that. Now, you know, in these nativity plays at churches, sometimes they use real animals in the nativity play, which makes it more interesting. Also, makes it more unpredictable, should we say. You always say never work with children and animals. So this particular nativity play, you have had to stop using animals during its shows because of an incident involving a camel. So this occurred in Houston in Texas, where they had a live camel in a church, which then kicked a woman during the performance. The woman had to be attended by the ambulance service. And yeah, and since then, the church have had to stop using animals for performances. Because this person got injured after being kicked by a camel. I say that, though. I mean, camels can hurt when they kick, let's face it. Right, Fascinating Facts is on the way. We're going to do that after Ed Sheeran and Elton John. And this from Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande.
I heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who help us most to grow if we let them, and we help them in return. Well, I don't know if I believe that's true, but I know I'm who I am today because like a comet pulled from is a sun, like a stream that meets a boulder halfway through the wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you, I have been changed for good.
Christmas, as do all of us from Red Kite Radio. Merry Christmas, everyone, and have this on us. It's Christmas Days. Fascinating facts.
We've been here for billion years, but it's hard to be exact. Space is big and you are small, and what do you think of that? Give me major information, see how I react. I am just a sucker for your fascinating facts.
Hate to break it to you, but many historians believe Christ wasn't actually born on Christmas Day. It's believed he was born sort of spring or summertime. And the festival of Christmas may have been inspired by Saturn, who is a Roman god. The festival was held around December time. It was called Saturnalia. And in it, people would eat, play music, and give each other gifts. And by the 4th century, many of the traditions associated with Saturnalia were being celebrated as part of Christmas. Now, King Henry VIII, most famous for marrying 6 wives and chopping most of their heads off, less remembered, however, for introducing us to the Christmas dinner. It's believed that the traditional turkey dinner was first served at the table of King Henry VIII in the 15th century. And over the 300 years that followed, Christmas dinner became very popular in Western cultures. Authors like Charles Dickens helped cement the idea of Christmas dinner into society with novels like A Christmas Carol. And Christmas stockings actually come from a Dutch tradition. Children worldwide leave out stockings for Santa to fill the night before Christmas. And the tradition stems back from the Netherlands, way back in the 16th century, where children would leave their shoes near the fire. When they woke up, they would find gifts inside their shoes. The tradition has developed over the years and is now common to leave Christmas stockings by the fire instead. Fascinating facts back to Boxing Day, but after the break, Alicia's Attic is on the way.
Red Kite Radio.
Make my house warmer. Is your home losing heat faster than you can say brr? Stay warm and save cash with our expert house insulation service. Make My House Warmer provides a fast and friendly service to make your home more energy efficient. Whether it's your attic or your walls, we've got you covered. Don't let heat escape. Keep the warmth inside and the costs outside. It's easier than you think. Insulate today, save tomorrow with Make My House Warmer. To find out more, go to makemyhousewarmer.co.uk.
Rob, 26,000 miles in the sky.
Well, actually, we're just around the corner. Tame Aerials, your local family-run aerial and satellite company for all your television needs. Whether it's a new installation of an aerial or satellite dish, fixing your existing system, or simply advice on the right path to take, call Tame Aerials on 07961 052311.
07961 052311.
Or email inquiries@tameaerials.co.uk.
Here's Alex, turning at a junction. Alex cooks a mean Jalfrezi. And here's Sue, waiting to cross the road off to get a takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
Sue's a curry fan, but she can't cook for toffee. Alex, let's give way to Sue. Because pedestrians crossing or waiting to cross have priority at junctions, whether they can cook or not. Whoever you meet, travel like you know them.
Thanks.
Think, follow the highway code, and let's help keep everyone safe.
Get the party started every Friday night at 7 p.m. with the Weekend Warm-Up Show with me, Daniel Ashman, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2. From the hottest 90s rave classics to those noughties dance floor bangers, I'll be bringing you the beats that will get you in the mood to hit the weekend hard. Crank up the volume, let loose, and get ready to dance. The Weekend Warm-Up Show is your perfect start to the weekend. So tune in every Friday at 7 p.m. only on Red Kite Radio 107.2.
For Tame, Haddenham and Stone.
Red Kite Radio.
It's just the little things, the incidentals. It's like you wouldn't even notice when you really turn me on. It's the little sparks that fly and then land like dynamite. It's just the simple things, pure incidentals. It's like staying up till midnight and talking about absolutely nothing. It's the thought that it'll always be as wild as I expect it to be, yeah. Don't wanna be saved. Ooh, and I am crazy about you, babe. You satisfy me in so many ways, so many ways. But it's just the little things, the incidentals. It's like you wouldn't even notice when you were really turning me on. It's those little sparks that fly and dynamite. It's just the simple things, pure incidentals. It's like breathing on the back of my neck and making me feel weak inside. It's no matter how scared I am, I know I'll be safe tonight.
Radio Drive Time with Paul Higgs.
Keep in her when they go. I
107.2 Red Kite Radio, Christmas Day here across the Red Kite region. In fact, the whole world. But we'll just mention the Red Kite region. We'll leave the rest of the world out. But right now, I know you're thinking, whose birthday? Who was born on the 25th of December? Other than Christ, who was born the 25th of December? That might be well known. Well, find out then. First of all, City Spacek. She's an actress, 77 today. Dido. She is 54. And it would be Jeremy Strong's birthday. He is an actor. He is 47. And the footballer Chris Kamara was born on the 25th of December. 68 today. And Annie Lennox. Yeah, Annie Lennox. 70th birthday today for Annie Lennox. And December the 25th would have been Humphrey Bogart's birthday. He was born in 1899, died in 1957. But if he was still alive today, he'd be 126 years old. And Shane McGowan, of course, from the Pogues, best known probably for Fairy Tale of New York. If he was alive today, he would be 68. He was born on this day, 1957, but died in 2023. That's Birthday Corner for today, 25th of December. This is feels like Christmas.
Cold fingers, cold hands, don't pray for the snow, you could wait forever.
What do you call Santa when he loses his pants? Saint Nicholas. I know. And And what does Mrs. Claus say to Santa when there are clouds in the sky?
Looks like reindeer.
I know. But to cheer us up on the way, Jake Shear's coming up. Got some Christopher and Elton John and Ed Sheeran all after the news at 5 o'clock. Bit of the Killers right now takes up to the news at 5. This is Bright Lights. Oh, do not forget karaoke. That is on the way. Christmas karaoke, 10 minutes past 5.
In darkness, with empty hands. I still know how to use them, but the miles made other plans. Running out of highway, shorter on time. Feel the dead weight deepen and the devil coming down the line. The dashboard shaking, I steady the wheel. And I make every turn by memory, by feel.
FM on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.